910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Accusing Russia of having its thumb on the scale in the U.S. election, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced new sanctions and charges.
Alleging that senior aides to Vladimir Putin are engaged in a sweeping operation aimed at supplying millions of Americans with this information.
We have no tolerance for attempts by authoritarian regimes to exploit our democratic system of government.
The government seized 32 bogus website domains purchased by Russian security services that mirror legitimate news sites, creating fake stories and using authentic-looking logos.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. A federal judge in Washington sentenced former police sergeant Thomas Robertson to 6 years in prison for joining the mob that attacked the Capitol in 2021. Federal agents seized a ton and a half of cocaine valued at $33 million from a boat trying to get into the Puerto Rican island of Vieques. This is ABC News. Federal charges against the Los Angeles County deputy who slammed a suspected shoplifter to the ground last year.
At the time, L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna removed the deputy from duty and said,
"It's disturbing."
Now that deputy, Trevor Kirk, has been indicted by a federal grand jury for excessive force. Kirk was seen throwing the woman who matched a suspect description to the pavement without giving any commands, holding her down and pepper spraying her. Prosecutors allege Deputy Kirk, who if convicted could get 10 years in federal prison, deprived the woman of her rights and then wrote a misleading police report after the incident. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
An even nastier turn in the contentious U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin. A Republican group backing challenger Eric Hovde out with an ad linking Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin with the killings of six people during a Christmas parade in Waukesha in 2021. The mayor of Waukesha condemned the ad, calling it a pitiful political tool. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Waukesha is condemning a campaign ad that tries to link Senator Tammy Baldwin with the deaths of six people at the Waukesha Christmas Parade in 2021. Daryl Brooks Jr. was free on $1,000 bail at the time. Sean Riley says the claims in the ad are false and that they hurt the entire community. About 50,000 older people in Wisconsin can expect big savings on their prescriptions next year. Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials.
David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Matt LaFleur says Green Bay can get off to a good start this week.
This is a great stage to be on. We're going to be the only game on in the world, and you get to go do it in a place that's never been done before. So it's a great opportunity for our guys to go out there and show what they're all about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around the area for the overnight as showers and thunderstorms move through. Temperatures dropping to the mid-50s. By daybreak, we'll have south winds. On Thursday, showers and storms still around. High temperatures around the 70-degree mark. Right now, it's 64.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll talk to a candidate for assembly way up north in this week's Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program. On the line with us is Steve Bannon. The Ministry of Truth is his new book, Democracy, Reality, and the Republicans' War on the Recent Past. Steve has been on our program before. He's also the producer of The Rachel Maddow Show and does just some absolutely brilliant yeoman's work over there. Steve, thanks so much for joining us coming back and having written this book. I mean, it's just an absolutely brilliant summary, not only of all the very specific, I would argue, criminal lies that Donald Trump has told about himself, about this country, about his history, about his past, about, you know, about his administration, about the situations in America, but also you do a brilliant job of putting this in the context of democracy itself, why this is so important, why gaslighting is a thing, you know, and that is being used, why the absence of shame, for example, is so critical. What provoked you to write this book, Steve Bannon?
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me back. I think I wrote the book because I was confronted with this avalanche of misinformation, of disinformation, of efforts to rewrite recent history, to argue that reality itself is somehow up for grabs. It wasn't just one isolated incident here and there. I think as part of my daily work with MSNBC and the Rachel Maddow Show, it became clear to me that there was a systemic effort underway, that this was not just an isolated incident, that this is a campaign, an effort to rewrite recent history, to target the integrity of recent history. And because of this avalanche and overlapping scandals, I felt compelled to write the book because I felt like this is a story that I think a lot of people just haven't heard much about.
Let's talk for a moment about the people involved here. I grew up, you know, in a Republican household. My dad was a Republican. In fact, he was a Republican activist. Now, I'm talking about in the 1950s and 60s here, and the Republican Party was a very different thing back then. He was an Eisenhower Republican as a starting point, although he was enthusiastic about Barry Goldwater. In fact, I went door to door with him when I was 13 years old for Barry Goldwater. But I can't imagine my father or any of the people that he associated with, and I knew quite a few of them, sitting around saying, let's come up with some lies to tell the American people to either tar our opponents with a false brush or to whitewash, to obscure things that we have done, or to lie about what we intend to do and make people think that we intend to do something different than what we actually intend to do. I can't imagine that. I can't imagine Newt Gingrich saying that. I certainly can't imagine, you know, Roger Stone or Lee Atwater saying that. But, you know, has the Republican Party just become filled with sociopaths, with people who are just, you know, absolutely uncaring about the social, political, economic, cultural life impact of the work that they're doing?
You know, I think this is a critically important question. I'm glad that you brought this up, because I think that for many Americans, there's a temptation to believe that somehow that this the politics of today is the same as it's always been, that somehow there have always been two major parties, that there have always going to be one represents the left, one represents the right, and they were always going to disagree about various things and issues, and there'll be mudslinging, and there'll be attacks and attack ads, and that this is all just par for the course. I disagree with that analysis. I think that thesis is wrong. I think that approach is to believe that approach is to turn a blind eye to the radicalization of Republican politics in recent decades. And in fact, of course, the intensification of that radicalization under Trump. I think that we're dealing with a qualitatively different set of circumstances. The Republicans that you grew up with, that in my own family, I had many of the same. My own mother was a Republican for most of her adult life. And I think that what you experienced is the same as what many of us experienced, that we look back at that era and we say there's just no way that Republicans of the 1950s and 1960s would even consider tactics like these. And yet, because of the rise of Gingrich and others in the 1990s, the radicalization of Republican politics has continued apace in such a way as to allow the rise of Donald Trump and this attack on what I would, as I describe in the book, this attack on recent history and the integrity of reality itself. It's a reminder that Republican politics has taken a right turn and they haven't looked back in recent decades. And so really, I think it's something that Americans have to come to terms with, because it's not the same as it's always been.
If you think of it like lessons from high school, right? You know, certain gangs or cliques or crowds, you know, we're self-selecting, basically. You know, you get some bully idiot, you know, and the people around him want to be like him. And so pretty soon he's surrounded by tough guys and wannabe tough guys. And, you know, normal people are not part of that clique, as it were. If that has happened to the Republican Party, because we're seeing people like, you know, Jim Jordan now wants to drag Judge Mershon's daughter before Congress to harass her. James Comer led a two-year campaign to destroy the son of the president who is struggling with drug addiction. These people are just vicious. It seems like the Republican Party has reached the point now where it has purged itself of the Adam Kinzingers and even the Liz Cheneys, who's pretty out there herself. I mean, you know, an anti-abortion extremist, for example. But it has purged itself of people who are at least willing to tell or acknowledge the truth. How does a political party or any institution, for that matter, I mean, do we have institutional examples from the past, from business, for example, or other political parties or other countries? How does a party recover from having been taken over by essentially psychopaths? Certainly, you know, people who are willing to lie for you know, power and money. How do we recover from that? How does the Republican Party recover from that? And thus, how does America recover from this?
Yeah, this is really one of the most important questions in America today. In fact, and I would argue it's one of the most important questions in Western politics today. Yes. You know, what do we do? And I think that history tells us that political parties change when voters tell them that they have to. That if Donald Trump were to succeed in the fall and Republicans were to win up and down the ballot, the message to the GOP and its officials and its leaders would speak to stay the course. It's working. American voters like what you've been doing, and they endorse your efforts, and that they want you to stay on that course. But on the other hand, if they were to lose, if Donald Trump were to lose in a significant way, if there were Democratic victories up and down the ballot, it would give Republicans an opportunity to reassess. Wait a minute, they'll say, this isn't working. We have now suffered back-to-back defeats in 2020 and 2024. Maybe we need to reassess, reconsider, and perhaps change course. Because at that point, they'll have suffered a significant electoral rebuke. And that is, of course, what's necessary. I mean, I'm not the first to say this, but, you know, in order for the Republican Party to rise from the ashes, there have to be ashes. And in order for that to happen, they have to lose. I mean, ultimately, that's how it's supposed to work in any healthy democracy, that the power is in the hand of voters. And if voters decide that the Republican Party is off track and it needs to reform and it needs to overhaul its entire approach to the integrity of recent history and the integrity of reality, well, the way to make that happen is to vote against them.
That makes perfect sense. However, if the party has reached the point where basically all it is a bunch of grifters, I guess you know the Mitt Romneys of the world need to come back into the party somehow. I just don't see it happening in any short time frame. In the book, you go through a bunch of specifics where Donald Trump or the people around him or the GOP more generally have literally rewritten history, literally lied to the American people. The Trump-Russia scandal, the 2020 presidential election, the January 6th, I mean, to the point now where Trump is, offering one of his properties to celebrate these people. The Ukraine scandal and his first impeachment, the border wall, his horrible response to COVID, where Jared Kushner told him it would be an effective political strategy to blame it on blue state governors, the Trump-era economy. What of these do you think are the most clear, and we have about 2.5 minutes before we hit a hard break here, Steve. What do you see as the clearest examples that you want the American people to take away from your book or from Trump's activities here and the GOP's activities that years from now we should still be looking back on saying, I can't believe we let that happen?
Yeah, for me personally, it's the Trump-Russia scandal. I look at that as one of the most important political scandals in modern American history. And in Republican circles right now, that controversy has not just been discredited, they consider it ridiculous. But it's not. I mean, as I document in the book, we now know, based on the Mueller report and the Senate Intelligence Committee's findings, a Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee's findings, that the Trump campaign sought Russian assistance, received Russian assistance, benefited from Russian assistance, lied about Russian assistance, and ultimately obstructed the investigation once it began into exploring the entire details of the scandal. And so, to my mind, the fact that a foreign adversary targeted the American elections and had compatriots, they had effectively Confederates on their side, partnering with them as part of this attack on our democracy, is unforgivable, and it's shocking to me the degree to which that story has been rewritten to a degree that Americans in general don't even know that this scandal still exists.
Yeah, well, Trump just ridicules it. He goes, Russia, 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 and as if to brush it off. But as you and I are speaking, Attorney General Garland and the head of the FBI, Chris Wray, are testifying at this very moment. They're holding a press conference talking about how Russia's at it again. What can we expect from this election, and how hard is it going to be to push back on Russian interference in this election, given how it's been minimized in the past by Trump and the Republicans?
Yeah, I'm glad to know that U.S. officials are on the case, because it's a serious scandal that's not just related to 2016. They did it again in 2020, they did it in 2022 and 2018 midterms, and now we see the same cycle continuing again, where Russia believes that they're in a position to influence the outcome. And not only that, to benefit the candidate that they prefer, which in this case is Donald Trump, again. And so it is something that Americans need to be mindful of, because if not, they'll just keep doing it. The only way to defeat them is to reject it.
All right. Yeah. It's a big lift to reject it. But it's an absolutely necessary one. Steve Bannon is the author. The book is Ministry of Truth, Democracy, Reality, and the Republicans' War on the Recent Past. And it is brilliant. It's relatively short. It's a very easy read. It's a weekend read. You're going to love this book. I strongly encourage you to get a copy. Ministry of Truth by Steve Bannon, B-E-N-E-N. Steve, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you.
Always great talking with you. And keep writing. We need your work.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. There are times when folks like you and me who have our investment money smartly parked in index funds start to think, maybe I could be doing better. Maybe I should learn more about that company I heard about on TikTok or from my friend. Maybe I should, well, let me just stop you right there. Statistically, most people, including professional investors, are bad at picking individual stocks. Success doing that just boils down to luck. Even mega-rich investor Warren Buffett said, the best thing to do is to own the S&P 500 index fund. So when I want to try my hand at investing in individual stocks in the stock market rodeo, I limit myself to 5% of my investment money. That way, when the bull bucks, I'll have had my fun, but the savings I've got will be secure too. All right, folks, for more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time. I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off. justthrivehealth.com. So welcome back. The Biden administration, it just happened, just while we were talking to Steve Bannon, this press conference with Chris Wray and Merrick Garland laying out the case that Russia is trying to interfere with the election. I didn't hear the press conference because I was on the air. I could see it on my monitor here in the studio. So I don't know if they explicitly said that Russia is doing this to help Trump or not. But of course, you and I both know that that's the case. And so keep an eye on this, and we'll talk about it more tomorrow when I've had a chance to educate myself about it. I have a geeky science here for you, and then we'll get to your phone calls. There's a new probiotic out. It's a new class of probiotic supplements. What's really interesting about this is called Acromantia mucinophilia. And it's a bacteria that lives in your gut, and it lives on the mucus that lines your large intestine. And because it eats that mucus, it causes your large intestine to produce even more, which actually is good for you, and strengthens the barrier between what's inside your gut and what's outside your blood, getting into your bloodstream and things. And what they found is that people who have high levels of this bacteria, and it's common across most of us have a little bit of this bacteria in our gut, but you can buy supplements with it. But the interesting thing is that people who have high levels of this have generally very good health and normal blood sugar, and people who have low levels of this tend to suffer from obesity and type 2 diabetes. And they think that this particular bacteria produces or causes your body to produce GLP-1, which is the stuff that's in Ozempic and Wegovy and all these brand new weight loss drugs. But it's a bacteria. They did this fascinating study. They recruited 72 adults with type 2 diabetes, split them into two groups. One took the supplement, the other didn't. They took it twice a day for 12 weeks. The group assigned to take the Acromantia capsules had a greater improvement in their blood sugar levels compared to the control group. So it seems to be effective, ultimately protecting against obesity and diabetes. So researchers have found that it causes cells in the intestine to secrete the hormone GLP-1, which induces feeling full, however you say that word, and helps our bodies metabolize sugar, protecting us against obesity and diabetes. So bacteria is called Acromantia mucinophilia, Acromantia, mucinophilia. And, you can buy it from the normal sources. So we're in our break here. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. Back with your calls right after this break. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My dogs, Blue and Chewy, devour this food. I love that it's the healthiest and best food ever for them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
This is a special report from ABC News, Georgia high school shooting. I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities in Winder will provide an update on today's shooting at Appalachie High School. Multiple law enforcement officials tell ABC News four people are dead, nine others injured after a gunman opened fire this morning, and say the suspect is a 14-year-old student. Shirley, a senior, says the normal day quickly turned to panic.
I heard some gunshots, and it appeared to be like they were like...
16-year-old Layla says when the lockdown light went on in her class, her classmates huddled.
My classmates and I actually barricaded our door. We stacked desks and chairs to try and just help, and we were all just scared at this moment, and my teacher, she was also scared as well.
Vice President Kamala Harris denouncing the gun violence and called for reasonable gun safety laws. Former President Trump at a post blaming what he called a sick and deranged monster for the shooting and offered condolences. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A University of Wisconsin study finds the state's voter ID law causes voter confusion and disenfranchisement. Political scientist Ken Mayer estimates anywhere between 17,000 and 24,000 Black and Democratic voters in Dane and Milwaukee counties stayed home in 2016 because of tighter voting restrictions. Social work professor Craig Burns says people shouldn't hesitate to contact campaign staffers as they make up their minds who to vote for.
Let the candidate know you're a voter in their district, and that'll kind of perk up their ears a little bit.
Burns says websites like vote411.org provide a comprehensive, nonpartisan breakdown of where candidates stand on key issues. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo, and I assumed he already had a star on the Walk of Fame news. Director Tim Burton received a star on the Walk of Fame. The director of Edward Scissorhands and Beetlejuice was surrounded by a support group, which included Danny DeVito, Winona Ryder, and Michael Keaton. Burton says the location was special because it was in front of the bookstore on Hollywood Boulevard, where he spent his childhood, oftentimes taking the bus from Burbank to roam the boulevard and dream. Cool stuff. Where would you be without info spilled on podcasts? During his Dinners on Me podcast, Modern Family star Jesse Tyler Ferguson told the story of his co-star Eric Stonestreet's love of what he thought was cheese. The cast of the show was in Paris shooting an episode for the 11th season. Ferguson said his co-star was wolfing down blocks of Parisian butter, thinking it was not only cheese, but according to Ferguson, the best cheese he's ever had. He even asked a server to keep it coming. The waiter did as asked and brought more cheese along with a stent. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around the area for the overnight as showers and thunderstorms move through. Temperatures dropping to the mid-50s. By daybreak, we'll have south winds. On Thursday, showers and storms still around. High temperatures around the 70-degree mark. Right now, it's 64.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us for a discussion on what's going on in her campaign for Congress. We also have J.R. Radcliffe with sports and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on Air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Please stick with ShipStation for a year. Become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, ShipStation.com, code TOM.
Driving down this winding road with the sun on my face. Mountains rise up high.
So 35 minutes past the hour, just to give you a quick update, the news reports on Twitter, the Georgia Department of whatever it is saying that 4 are dead and 9 are injured in the school shooting in Georgia, and that the suspect is in custody. So there's that. And news conference that Merrick Garland and Chris Wray just had said that the U.S. government is disrupting a persistent threat from Russia that American officials have long warned about. This, of course, Russia trying to intervene in our election this year on behalf of Donald Trump. One criminal case accuses two employees of RT of covertly funding a Tennessee-based content creation company to create and publish nearly 2,000 videos containing Russian propaganda. Apparently, the company in Tennessee did not realize Russia was funding this. They also seized 32 internet domains that were used by the Kremlin to spread Russian propaganda and weaken global support for Ukraine. Attorney General Garland said the actions relate to Russia's use of state media to enlist unwitting American influencers to spread propaganda and disinformation. Today's announcement, he says, highlights the links some foreign governments go to undermine American democratic institutions. But these foreign governments, the State Department said, should also know that we will not tolerate foreign malign actors intentionally interfering and undermining free and fair elections. So we'll see where this goes. Interesting, this entire article from the Associated Press never once mentions which side Russia is taking. It's like, oh, yeah, Russia's interfering in our election, like it's some abstract thing. No, Russia is trying to get Trump elected and Republicans in general. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence said Russia is taking a whole-of-government approach to influence the election, including the presidential race. Again, they don't mention, which side they're on. This is, I think, just another horrible example of what Michael Tomasky was talking about, where the media just does not want to offend the Republican Party for fear of getting blowback. It's nuts. All right, what's on your mind today? Craig in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Craig, what's up?
Hey, Tom. You had a caller that called in earlier, wants to get racist terminology eliminated from the language. And I'm a big supporter that there's no, scientifically, race doesn't exist. But we have such a long legacy in this country of racist terminology that I've come to on paperwork where it asks for race, there's usually a place that says other, and it's blank. And I write down legacy racist classification, white, thinking that we have to claim our legacy for quite a while before we extinguish the terminology, and that it gives us an opportunity to claim that terminology as part of our racist past and present and keep us working to extinguish it, I guess.
It's going to be a hell of a challenge, Craig. My best friend, Jerry Schneiderman, who passed away a few months ago from COVID, was married to a Brazilian woman. She's passed away a couple of years ago. And I've been to Brazil. I've not been to Brazil with them, but I've had a lot of conversations with them and with his wife about, you know, what life is like in Brazil. And Brazil, of course, was occupied by the Portuguese. The Portuguese imported a lot of Africans into Brazil. In fact, the African slave trade into South America was in many cases more aggressive, depending on the point in history you're looking at, than it was in North America. And plus, you know, you had the Mesoamerican natives as well. And so there's been this grand intermingling, racial intermingling in Brazil that, well, at least from the stories that I heard from Jerry's wife, vastly exceed that of the United States. Here in the United States, you know, multiracial couples are increasing right now. In fact, there's some really interesting statistics on this just in the last couple of years. But up until maybe 20, 30 years ago, multiracial couples were rare in the United States and generally socially ostracized. That was apparently not the case in Brazil. And so you've got this kind of, you know, a nation of mutts, you know, of people who can claim a little bit of Indian, a little bit of African, a little bit of Caucasian or Spanish. I remember one comment that she made to me once was that that people that we would call black in the United States, people who are fairly light of skin, but we would call them black, would not be called black in Brazil. And that there were all these other words to describe all these gradations. But even at all that, there's still a social hierarchy in Brazil based on how light your skin is. And the lighter your skin, the higher you are on that social ladder. And this just seems to be the case all over the world. And I don't know what to do about it. Obviously there's no easy solution. You know, clearly this goes back to, you know, our genetics, you know, our being wired to be wary of the tribe next door, you know, of people who are different from us. Is it possible to completely transcend race at some point in the future? Or is the ultimate way to do so, Jefferson speculated about this, that, you know, everybody should simply, which might have been self-serving, giving Sally Hemings, that everybody should just be having sex with everybody else and produce a whole, you know, race of kind of medium people who are in between. But I don't know, Craig. It's, you know, I'm all in favor of de-racifying our language, but I don't think we'll ever de-racify society.
Yeah, well, that's the reason I like to put in legacy racist.
Yeah.
Like if somebody asks, you know, your color, or, you know, when you're using these terms that are racist and explanation, we can keep them. They may be important with medical, statistics. It's important in still in the census and finding out equities and inequities.
Sure.
And those kinds of things. So we can't like drop it.
Yeah, we still have to deal with this. I mean, did you see, you know, the Supreme Court outlawed affirmative action at universities. And so now we've seen, you know, black enrollment at Yale go from 14% last year to 5% this year. You know, this is not, and Yale is quite concerned about it. They think that it's not a good thing for Yale and it's not a good thing for America, particularly when, you know, 16-17% of Americans are black, and or at least whatever we call that, you know. And the Supreme Court is not helping.
Diversity is really important in, you know, ecology.
Yeah.
Or in your investment portfolio.
Yeah.
So we have lots of peripheral evidence in other areas that indicate the importance of diversity.
No, I get and, it. I totally get it.
And so, you know, the interbreeding, like you were talking about, you know, is probably a very, very positive thing in the future. But I just like, you know, when we use those terms to own the aspect that.
Oh, and then we've got, you know, we've got countries that are just, you know, outspoken about racial identity, you know, Israel and Judaism, China and the Han Chinese, who are the top of the evolutionary pyramid, according to them. The Japanese have mythology about, you know, them being the master race, which, of course, drove them in World War II. I mean, these kinds of stories are not only destructive at the individual and personal level and racial hierarchies based on darkness or lightness of skin, even within communities, within Native American communities or within black communities in the United States or Hispanic communities. They're not only personally destructive, but I think that they are societally destructive. And but again, I don't have any easy answer.
Right? Yeah, and we know how bad monoculture is, you know, from the potato famine, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Any of these ideas along those lines, but
yeah, that's an argument for diversity, not for homogeneity. Craig, thank you. It's a huge topic, and I'm sure we just did a terrible job of just touching the surface of it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you.
What if you could help turn back the clock and help your dog play like a puppy again, no matter their age? Introducing Dr. Marty Pet's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Dr. Marty is now helping dog parents right at home.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Nature's Blend is designed to support your dog's healthy lifespan with turkey, beef, salmon, duck, seeds, veggies, and fruit, and with zero artificial preservatives. When given the choice between Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt and Air on Air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September, and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 Quick Trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a bit outside.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M. To get that free month supply of Superbearing and 15% off. Superbearing.com, code Tom.
Turn off that channel. It's filling you with lies. Spreading fear and anger beneath those polished ties. They twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's designed to confuse. It will rot your brain and make you mean. Turn off the noise and see the truth unseen.
It's 9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Jason in Sebastopol, California. Hey, Jason, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Longtime listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to bring up something that comes to mind a lot when we're dealing with the Republican Party today and things like Project 2025, where during a crisis of consciousness and a crisis of patriotism I went through many years ago, I delved into a lot of the personal writings of the founders to try to understand their positions better on issues of separation of church and state and freedom of religion. And I had come across, I believe it was in the Federalist Papers, where it was discussed that issues of dual loyalty were so important at that time that it was proposed that anyone who was preaching from the pulpit who sought to run for public office would be barred from ever serving in public office because it couldn't be determined whether they had more loyalty to their own faith or to the pluralism that even Ronald Reagan said was our very strength. And I just want to see what you thought about that as it relates to the evangelical hijacking of the Republican Party and things like Project 2025, where we don't like to talk about it, but we are engaged in holy war in this country, and how that relates to the founders and how important it was for us to maintain a separation of church and state.
Yeah,
thank you. I'll take my call off here.
That's okay, Jason. Stick around. It was complex back then.
Okay.
I mean, you had George Washington was a member of, he was a Grand Master, whatever, 34th ring, whatever, in the Masons. I mean, his inaugural parade was a Masonic parade. And the Masons were very wary of the Catholics, the Papists, they called them. And one of the dual loyalty things was, you know, beware of people who are Catholic because they're more loyal to the Pope than to the country. Jefferson wrote at length about, he was the author of the Virginia Declaration of Religious Freedom. It's one of three things on his tombstone. It was one of the things he was most proud of having written, which was basically the precursor to the religious prohibition in the First Amendment and the banning of religious tests for office that's in the Constitution. So there, you had Thomas Paine, who was an open atheist. You had Ben Rush, who was a deist. You had Ben Franklin, who was somewhere between a deist and an atheist. There were a number. James Madison was a committed Christian, as was John Adams, and both of them were outspoken that religious people should not be participating in government. And Madison took it a step beyond that. He was really worried that if government ever gave money to a church, that it would corrupt the religion that he loved. And that's why the first veto that he did in 1809, I believe it was, when he became president, was to veto money that had been appropriated by Congress to give to a local church in Washington, D.C. to care for the poor. James Madison, in his veto message, he said, this is a civic function. This is something the government should be doing itself, not running that money through a church, because it'll corrupt the church. So, there were, but then you also had a couple of crazies. You had Patrick Henry, who's sometimes called a founder because he famously said, give me liberty or give me death, but showed up for the Constitutional Convention, but I don't believe he signed the Constitution. I may be wrong. But he was a fanatic Christian. He was also the largest slaveholder in Virginia, and he used his Christianity as the justification for owning slaves repeatedly, saying it was in the Bible. So there was no one mind of these things other than that government and religion should be separate. Not that there should be a bar on religious people in government, but that there should be a bar from, a ban on government ever endorsing a particular religion or trying to suppress a particular religion. To the best of my knowledge.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, that's where it all shook out. And I don't recall anything in the Federalist Papers. Now, it's been a long time since I read the whole thing straight through. It's been probably 20 years. But I don't recall anything about a religion there. There was discussion of religion in James Madison's notes on the Constitutional Convention. And those statements are strong and outspoken about the damage that could be done to government if there was a religious test for government. And that was in the context, that was in July, I believe, of 1787 in Philadelphia. It was fairly early in the, or toward the middle of the convention. And that led to the ban on a religious test. That's pretty much all.
Yeah, and I suppose it just harkens to something I think of a lot. What John Lennon said imagine no religion.
I get it. I get it. And Imagine is a beautiful song. Jason, thank you for the call, and thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag your hit. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Take good care of yourself. Stay safe. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
What if you could help turn back the clock and help your dog play like a puppy again, no matter their age? Introducing Dr. Marty Pet's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Dr. Marty is now helping dog parents right at home.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Nature's Blend is designed to support your dog's healthy lifespan with turkey, beef, salmon, duck, seeds, veggies, and fruit, and with zero artificial preservatives. When
when given the choice between Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food? 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we do our popcorn pick of the week with Laughing Mountain Popcorn. Greg Badney talks this weekend's Sputnik Fest, and Ian O'Connor discusses his new book about Aaron Rodgers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.